3. With friends like these. In 1978, conservative luminary Irving Kristol published Two Cheers for Capitalism. Why only two cheers? Because, Kristol explained, while capitalism brought men riches and freedom, it was tainted by its inherent selfishness. Who on earth wants to live in a society in which all, or even a majority of one's fellow citizens, are fully engaged in the hot pursuit of money, the single-minded pursuit of material self-interest? To put it another way, who wants to live in a society in which selfishness and self-seeking are celebrated as primary virtues? Such a society is unfit for human habitation. Thus saith the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Quran, the medieval theologians, all of modern moral philosophy. Years later, in a speech billing itself as a moral defense of the free market, prominent conservative writer Michael Novak chastised Kristol for giving capitalism two cheers. Capitalism is by no means the kingdom of God. It is a poor and clumsy human system. Although one can claim for it that it is better than any of its rivals, there is no need to give such a system three cheers. My friend Irving Kristol calls his book Two Cheers for Capitalism. One cheer is quite enough. Is it any wonder that economic freedom is disappearing? With champions like this, you hardly need critics. Free marketers versus the market. Crisis triggers change, but which way a country goes, whether it fights for more freedom or lurches toward tyranny, depends on its governing ideas. When the economy collapsed in the early 1930s, collectivism, the idea that the individual is and should be subordinate to the group, was on the ascendancy worldwide.